Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, Adele. Hello, Vinny. Hello, Brittany. Hello, Alex.
Good morning, everyone. It's a good day to be in San Francisco.
Oh, it is. You know, you were so right about... What? What'd you say?
Good day to be alive.
Good day to be alive. Crank him up a little bit. Seems soft.
Yeah, crank me up a little bit.
Barely hear that guy. Okay. I can't hear you.
How's that sound?
Okay. Yesterday, you were so right.
You're not... You can't hear ASL. What are you talking about? Of course you can't hear him. You not know ASL?
Is he sign languaging?
Yeah.
Up... Cut
the
up.
Volume's as high as
volume's
it can go.
As high as it can go. Brittany, it's on you, baby. You got to turn it up a little higher.
Vinny, you know ASL?
I do know a little, just enough to get by. So
you know all the letters and stuff? I used to know all the letters and some of the, like we learned it in school. ASL, American Sign Language. Seems like there should almost be, there's probably some universality to that. It's probably like the one of the few languages that...
It would have to be universal, right. Yes.
Well, not the spelling part. You can spell necessarily with other language because some people use a different alphabet. But it would be... It would make sense, right? It's like the one universal language because all the things, like, probably love is the same and, you know, money or whatever.
Well, now you screwed me up. I don't know.
Well, yesterday I did not screw you up. You were totally right. I got off the air and I'm like, it's a glorious day. I'm out there in shorts and I'm cutting down some stuff, doing all the Earth Day stuff, cutting down trees. It's an Earth Day thing.
That doesn't seem...
I was getting my beautiful spring garden going. So excited about that. And then all of a sudden, the clouds come in and the wind was crazy. I was like, oh...
Tried to tell you.
What happened? No, I didn't believe you. I didn't. I was like, nah, look out there. There's not a cloud in the sky. Yep. And then even halfway through the day, I'm like, Dad, still no clouds. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then all of a sudden, curse is foiled again.
By the way, this morning as you're leaving, I wouldn't call it rain. It's not
but
rain.
But it is something.
It's wet down there, though.
Yeah.
Enough that the ground was wet when I left my house. But it wasn't raining. It was just that strong... mist.
Yeah, like a heavy mist. And I didn't, it's funny because I had some and then I was like, should I put on my windshield wipers? And I didn't. And then it like was gone. I don't know. It like sort of melted out.
It was definitely thicker in the South Bay then.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you had wipers and everything?
Yeah. And definitely, you know, curvy roads and.
What fun. Yay, curvy, slippery roads.
Well, you know, I know how to handle it.
Yeah. No, you're...
I'm pro.
I'm really good at that.
I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, you did a bunch of gardening on your Earth Day.
I did, and then it got cold and stuff. Then I went inside, and I was like,
woe is me.
Woe is me, I can't be out there.
Why does it always happen to me?
We're doomed. We'll never make it.
Yeah. You know who I was doing?
Who?
You don't know?
Snuffleupagus.
No, Eeyore.
Eeyore. Eeyore's a good character. Like, just because who doesn't know that person who's kind of like a Debbie Downer, you know?
I lost my tail again. It'll probably never be back.
Poor Eeyore.
Yeah, that's his deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Tigger comes bouncing by and you go, let's stick with that guy. Follow that guy.
Yeah. He seems fun. Well, they're like one extreme to the other. It's almost like they're all different facets of a person's personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like the manic depressive.
Speaking of, I cannot wait for that new movie.
Inside Out 2?
That's the one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Come on, Pixar. What are you waiting for?
Let's go.
I mean, you're probably waiting for the release date, but I'm ready for it now.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
You loved it. I feel like Inside Out might have been your favorite Pixar movie. Like, that is the one that comes up.
It's hard to say. Coco, pretty great. Up. I love Up. No, I can't pick one, but there's a string of great ones. And then there have been less.
Actually, you like the one where the kid is like a sea urchin. He's a...
Oh, Luca.
Yeah.
Oh, Luca's great, yeah.
Luca
is great.
Is like that... The childhood friend, the summer together, just having adventures.
Having to hide your true self.
All that stuff.
Things that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a sea monster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the end, that friendship...
He's strong enough.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Man, did I... Oh, right. Whoops. I bawl at the end of that movie. Bawl. Yeah. Like, pathetic. Get pathetic.
During that bike ride scene, right? When he's...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listen. That's
Luca, no!
Don't do it.
That's like,
I don't care.
It's just, that's Pixar right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you, if they don't make you ugly cry, you're like, what, is this not a Pixar movie?
A tearjerker.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Anyway.
I remember Nemo 2, or whatever that one was called.
Finding Dory. My kids they go through jags on these. And they while we were in Hawaii, they were on that.
Oh.
And Edie must have watched it 3 times.
First of all, those movies are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to the movie theater with my kids for Finding Dory. I don't know what year it came out, but they weren't too old. Young enough to go to that. And I was like, it's okay. It's good. You know, I mean, I wasn't not enjoying it. And then you get to the last about 20 minutes of that movie. And I was ugly crying in the studio, in the theater. Like I was alone. Laying on the bathroom floor. Like, it was just, I couldn't stop. I was like, you know, your chest is hitching and you're just... They're waiting there for her the whole time. They put the rocks down. They were.
If I could talk to the ladies of the world real quick.
About the bathroom floor.
Why the bathroom floor? Like, really, that all about? You can cry in a rocking chair. You can cry on your bed. You can cry on the floor in the bedroom, but the bathroom floor.
Yeah, well, first of all, the door locks.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, like a lot of times when I think about crying on the bathroom floor, like I do, you know, I'll go in there to sob or whatever. Not recently. I'm pretty steady right now, but pretty
That's
steady.
Good.
Right.
It's here.
But when you're a kid and everything is so drama, but it was, you know what it was? A lot of times it was just cramps, like when there was nothing for it and you're just miserable and you're in there and you're just...
Oh, like your time of the month?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you'd have a bad month. Sometimes you'd start to feel the first twinges or you'd know. Like the older I got, the more I was like on the pain management. Like it's right around now. So I'm going to just start hammering Advil or Motrin, I guess it was, back in the day.
Mm.
You know, you'd have... Motrin, is that what it was called? There was another one. Whatever.
Midol?
Maybe it was Midol.
Yeah, Midol's the female.
Whatever. Motrin
is just Advil.
Yeah. Whenever the ibuprofen first, like, made it out onto the market, because it really does help. And then, but you'd have to...
A lot.
You had to hammer it. You had to power.
That's why people end up damaging their kidneys and livers or one or the other.
Oh, I thought that was acetaminophen that does that.
No, and they end up, like, a lot of people, because it does manage, for example, back pain, there are people who will take it all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that is not good for your body.
Mm.
Especially the people who are like, well, I like to take 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
maybe
me,
even before
sure.
I have some drinks, I'll have 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah, the pre-party Advil.
Absolutely. Yeah, thinking ahead.
Fantastic,
come on.
Right? So far, so good.
No, well, you get away with that. You
like
and Ellie.
A cockroach, I know.
Everyone
yeah,
else.
The first time I was at Sarah's house, the party, she says, you want some party Advil? I'm like, what is this, ecstasy? She's like shaking up this bottle. I'm like, hey, what are you? And she's, no, it's Advil. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, you want party Advil? You're like, what is that? Drugs? Is that what you're...
Well, because who says that? Like, we're about to get ready to go crazy, and you're like, here's a party, Advil.
It helps. And drink a lot of water, you know? You got to really be cognizant. The older I get, the worse my hangovers are when I don't do some hangover management.
Oh.
Although these days I hardly ever have a hangover anymore. I'm just too sleepy. After two drinks, I'm like, oh, I feel like I should just be done.
I was out with some similarly aged friends recently.
For your birthday?
Youthful and young.
Yeah.
Well,
got some damning, you know, info here. But anyway, we're all chatting. And the old Lollapalooza shows came up. Oh. It used to be a tour of kids, and it was also the Jim Rose sideshow and all this other stuff.
The word Lollapalooza meant it's all things.
It was fun.
Yeah.
That was a good event. Anyway, one of the people I was with said, yeah, I went to those shows, and one of the shows, a friend of mine showed up, and they just had a handful of stuff, and I just picked some things and took them. And I was like,
all at once without...
What are we talking about? Wow. Mushrooms? LSD? And this person goes, no, pills. And I'm like, pills? You don't even know what you took?
I know. The pills have always been scary to me.
And I absolutely, for all the dumb crap that I have done, and there's a lot, I mean.
I know, it's like, why are we so scared of pills?
To prove it to you, you already know.
Yeah.
My credibility is profound.
You do have a credible problem.
Yeah. So anyway, just hearing that, I'm like, I would never do that.
I know.
And I'm
because
a loser.
Because pills seem, because it's like a pharmaceutical, like it's made by a company. It's powerful.
But you don't even know what that, well, you don't know what mixes with what.
I know.
What?
Right. Wait, you trying to
And this
yourself?
Person said, oh, I had a great time. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. If I took a handful of pills and I didn't know what any of them were, I don't think I'd be able to think about anything else. Be like, oh God, what's going to happen?
You'd be freaking out.
Yeah, I'd be freaking out. Hard to have fun.
Well, you freak out off one hit of doobie weed.
That is true. That is true. I was perfect.
Get me out of here.
I was in the perfect spot, too. It sucks.
Well, you're vibing for a good amount of time while you're high, and then you started panicking. You're like, oh, this Muse concert's amazing.
It was amazing, and then all of a sudden it wasn't amazing anymore.
It's starting to look like a triple rainbow.
Oh, it was getting kind of tripled.
And then you're like, oh my God, no. Somebody call John.
Nobody bring her to a dead show.
Don't worry. I'm in charge of not bringing me to a dead show. No thanks.
The fish.
Get me out of here.
My friend went and saw Fish at the Sphere.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. I bet you. Although I would go see. I'd see any band at the Sphere. I want to see the Sphere.
Psychedelic background that they were putting on the screen for the people there tripping must have caused a few to run for their lives. I was just watching it straight going, oh my God. Like the way things are folding in on themselves and then colors splashing into each other. I was just going.
You were just watching like a video of it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like someone who was at the show and just posting it. And I thought, yeah, I remember being on stuff that would make all of that way too live.
What do they say? Never look in a mirror on acid.
Oh, well, that's different. That's your face. You start going, what is going on here?
Made me pick at that.
It's melting off of me.
But I never had
the walls are breathing. Yeah.
I never had that problem.
Well, you were just, you know, trying to keep yourself from jumping.
I just ran out.
That you could fly.
I was running around outside, yeah.
I mean, I could catch the air.
The outside is where you want to be. Anyway.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Nature, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really? I would want to be, like, in a sleeping bag, huddled.
I'm not trying to promote this or sell it to anybody at all. I'm talking about when I was a kid. Mm. But I did accidentally take it. That's a true story.
Yes. Several times.
Well, okay.
Making the same mistake over and over.
Hold on. I'm trying to talk to you about something totally else now. I actually think that you would have enjoyed it because you used to like to go camping and jamming by a fire and stuff. Mm-hmm. All that would be that much more immersive, if that works.
Yeah, you know, I honestly feel like I just am not equipped as a human to deal with altered reality. Like, I've found over the years that I really can't I can't hang. I start to freak out. I can't even imagine it. Like, I think about taking acid, and I'm like, oh, my God. Please, someone stop me. Save me from myself.
Oh,
like,
thinking about it makes you, you need help like, with thinking about it. Then, no. Yeah, you know.
I just can't relax.
No, and it's there's a lot of stuff that happens where you're just like, and then you look at your clock and go, it's only been 40 minutes.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't kick in right away, but I mean, once it does, you will find yourself going, we just got here.
Oh.
It feels like forever.
Oh.
I was on the beach with my friend
Billy.
Is it
like 12 hours?
It's 12 hours. It's a long, long night.
Like, I'll never be.
And they used to take.
The same again?
We were in Pacific Beach in San Diego, and they used to just take all the kelp and pile it up. And all this kelp was just crawling and moving. And then he looks over at me and goes, just out of nowhere. Like, we're having fun. And then he goes, you want to know why, Vince? And I go, no, I don't. I'm going to leave. Like, it was one of those, like, who just got in that guy?
Oh.
Get me out of here.
Which friend was this?
My friend Billy.
Oh, and what was Billy? Do you want to know why, Vince?
And I was like,
absolutely not.
No, what are you even talking about? Mm.
You should go crawl under that kelp. It's crawling with flies. And
he just had a look on his face, you
oh
know,
boy.
Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, what got into you? And that's it. LSD did.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, it happens.
How did we get on LSD?
I don't know. Or did we? Because we were talking about aspirin.
Mm.
And then we went from there to
a handful of
pills.
Your pre-drink
aspirin.
And
what we're willing to ingest. Like, we won't do anything but a handful of pills, but we will take blotter acid, apparently. Oh,
well,
Lord.
Did. Not
when we
day.
Were dumb.
I would
we're so
do
smart
that right now.
Now
if it was in front of me oh, and God, I had no. 3 weeks off. I'd still go, no.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, that's...
I don't need that.
Ancient history.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
I can do it.
Okay.
That's no, not happening.
It's up to you.
No. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks.
The choice is yours.
Thank you.
Consider it.
I've made my choice.
Consider
already.
I mean, you might
I've
want
chosen.
It.
I'm not...
It can
nope,
be really fun.
I don't want to.
Think of the stories we could tell.
I'm sure that there are listeners out there right now who are like, no, you should do it.
Of course. All the deadheads.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Deadheads.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, I hate your favorite band. Text me, 800-400-369.
You don't hate them.
I don't like them.
I like them.
I know. Well.
I'm a fan.
It's like an experience. I suppose, you know, I've just always had so many thoughts. And even about Deadheads, like, you know, what are you doing with your life? Isn't it the same show every night?
Well, a lot of them are.
What are you doing?
No, well, no. You actually, I'm not trying to sell you on the dead. Don't
it's
go
It's okay.
Dead.
Do not worry.
But what I'm saying is, like, I went to their final show.
Yeah.
The vibe is so fun and cool.
Mm.
And it's that's why they're there. Because everyone's just vibing. Just, you know, like guy in Survivor that you won't talk to me about?
Oh, which guy?
The one that's always vibing. The vibe guy. The rocker.
Oh, Ben.
Ben.
Yeah, I like that guy.
That's the vibe thing is what it is.
Yeah.
It's that everybody's friendly, everyone's high-fiving, mm-hmm. everyone's cool.
We're here to, you know, let's go. We're rocking
and
out.
And that stuff, you know, the other day, this is just yesterday, I'm in the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And this young man with, you know, flowing hair, oh. and he's not a hipster, but he looked cool. He's got one item, and I'm like, Holmes, go ahead. Mm. He's like, are you sure?
You have one item.
Yeah, like 25 things here.
Now, let
go
me
ahead,
ask you,
bro.
Did that turn? Because I have done that, and it's turned into, like, a mistake.
No.
It took him forever to get through
no,
the line.
No. He ran through.
I've got these coupons.
No.
Yes,
it wasn't
exactly.
Like,
oh, rebates. My phone's not working. Can no. you look up my number, my loyalty
it
number?
It was all good. He pays. He leaves. And as he's walking out, he looks back. And, hey, thanks, man. And I'm like, no problem. And I do my thing.
Did you
and
guys then, meet up in the parking lot?
No. Oh. I never saw him again. But then I had to go get this mayo that my daughter eats that wasn't at the Whole Foods. So I went to Staff of Life, and I'm in the store with mayo. And the lady in front of me goes, please get in front of me. And I go, it just came back to me in 1 second.
Hey,
I just drove down the street to the next store to get the mayo, and boom. Right back to
that's
me.
That's karma right
there. Please get in front of me.
Love karma is a mayo at the Stuff of Life.
Avocado mayo is what it is.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Can she not have the eggs or something? Is there?
No, the eggs are fine. There's other stuff in mayo she can't have.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
avocado
break,
mayo.
Guys.
Yeah, all right, I like a break. I'm just now finding all this stuff. I know.
Yeah, we're getting started. Yet. Let's get rolling. This. I want to hear a song. Let's go.
Do you?
K-La-La-C.
Let's rock out. K-La-La-C, K-La-La-C, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice the Morning Show. Here's a song.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.